I think it would probably oversimplify it to say that it's only racism that contributes to this, or it's only some kind of economic oppression solely. It's a whole slew of factors where the people who are at the bottom bear the burden of everybody who's above them. And so if you go into the Justice Center and take a look at the people who are being detained, or the clearer aspect of it is to see the people who are arraigned every day in Syracuse City Court, and you can take a look at the population. You can see the color of crime, the age of crime, you can have some idea as to what person's economic status is, because it's the pool from which most arrests are made, and thus most people are detained in jail. So it's an injustice, and it's an unfairness, especially. And there are some studies that can be designed and can be executed that I think would demonstrate that if you held people to their promise to appear in court, most people would. That's what I found from my experience as a judge. Can I have you promise that you're going to come to court when you're supposed to come to court? Yes. Okay, then I'm going to release you on your own recognizance. But you understand, if you don't appear, I have a right to issue a warrant for your arrest and to hold you in custody and raise your bail. Okay, just to guarantee that you come to court. So keep your promise to me, and I'll stay out of your life.
Yeah, because some of these bails are not a lot. I mean, to let's say most people, like to you and me, it's not a lot. I mean, we're not talking a ton of money here, are we?
Right, right. And I mean, the law allows judges to be creative and imaginative as much as they can. I mean, I could be arraigning the two of you and order bail for you to be $500 and you can make it immediately. I can order bail for you to be $35 and you can't. But in both cases, if I ask either of you, can I have your promise that you're going to appear in court? Do you promise? Do you promise? All right. Money's not an issue. And ability to pay is not an issue. But there's a consequence if you don't. And the consequence is the same whether you put up $100 or whether you put up $1,000 or whether you put up $10,000. There's going to be a consequence for not coming to court when you're supposed to come to court.
It just seems like bail is such a part of the criminal justice system. I mean, we all know about it. It's in the movies. It's all over. Trying to change that has got to be monumental.
It would. All the studies would show, and maybe the panel will talk about it later on, but outcomes are better if you're not in custody during the pendency of a case. If you can demonstrate to a court and to the people who are going to be involved with the case that you can live a law-abiding and productive life while a criminal charge is pending against you, what flows from that is you should be able to live a law-abiding and productive life when the criminal charges are done, if given an opportunity to do so. But you can't do that in the jail. And so, again, the playing field tilts against that jail population in the meantime.
It's such ingrained. I mean, do you think it's too big a heavy lift to really ever change and to really...
The change is not... I don't think the change is ever going to be monumental. It's incremental. Having more and more judges understand, having more and more systematic kinds of approaches that say, let's see if we can rid the jail of as many people as we can without any ill and adverse consequences flowing to the rest of the community. And it's doable.